Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. And said toxic people, said toxic traits, y'all. We know everybody's not a narcissist. We already know that. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Do You Really Miss the Narcissist? Or What Do You Miss About Them If You Do? You see what I'm saying? So before we get started on this video, y'all, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, Self-Love, I Love Me. It's on Amazon. Check it out to help you rebuild that self-love and identity and whatnot. But do you really miss them, y'all? Ask yourself, do you really miss that narcissistic person? I feel like a lot of times people need to write this type of stuff down and ask yourself, if I do miss them, is this true? What do I miss about this person? Do you miss the actual person or do you miss the person you thought they were? Because so many people absolutely miss the person that the narcissistic person sold them on. You miss the person that they showed you who they could be, not actually who they were. Not actually who they are. You fell in love with the potential that they showed you. Hey, I have the potential to be this person right here. I have the potential to build a happy life together. I have the potential to be with you forever. I have the potential to make you the happiest person on this planet. I have the potential to help you reach your full potential. You fell in love with that. A lot of people fall in love with the potential and you miss that potential. You miss that connection and whatnot. You miss who you thought they were. It's such a frustrating dynamic to get into a relationship with somebody, plan a life with somebody, start building their life with somebody, and then to rip off their mask and show you who they really were. You know, I know a lot of people ask me like, they're like, Lee, how do you know about this? How do you know what you miss about a narcissistic person? Y'all, if you've been here for a long time, you know I've dated narcissistic women. One in particular. And like when we got together, yeah, we were love bombing each other. We were mirroring each other. It's kind of weird how you mirror each other in a toxic relationship with a narcissist to narcissist. But she sold me a dream. She showed me what she could be. Absolutely thought she was the perfect person for me. And I was the perfect person for her. We were two perfect people, weren't we? But when the flaws start to appear, and then she took her mask off and became who she actually was, it's like, damn, where'd you go? And I missed that person so much. I missed the person that I thought she was so much. Then like, I was going back to her to try to get that person back. Like, yay, we know the potential that we have. And I would leave her. She missed the person that she thought I was. You see what I'm saying? But who we actually were, who we actually are, don't mesh. Who we actually are didn't even fit together. I was mirroring her. She was mirroring me. So it's kind of like we became each other. We just switched places. You know what I'm saying? When you miss a narcissistic person, if a narcissist is mirroring you, is showing you, if y'all have all these similar interests, all these similar likes and dislikes, if a narcissistic person is mirroring you, are you not falling in love with yourself? So if that part is true right there, if you come with me, just come along this journey with me right here, y'all. If that part is true right there, where they are mirroring you and you fall in love with yourself, they break up with you, they discard you, they devalue you, they get rid of you. You mean they cheat on you, they lie to you, they manipulate you, they gaslight you, and then they leave you, or you leave them, and you break up with them. Who do you miss? Who do you miss in this dynamic right here? Do you miss them, or do you miss a version of yourself? You mean, because I'm sure you don't miss the person who was treating you horribly. You miss who you thought they were. You don't miss the person who was lying to you. You don't miss the cheating ass person you had. You don't miss the liar, the money grabber, the manipulator, the financial abuser, the emotional abuser, the rager. You don't miss that person. You miss who you thought they were. You miss the idealized version of them that you had, you might have had in your head, the version of them that they, the version of them that they set forth when they were mirroring you. Because you don't miss the person. You don't miss the person in the end. You miss the person in the beginning. You miss the person kind of maybe in the middle. You don't miss the person that they were in the end. You miss the vessel. You miss the vessel because guess what? That person in the end of the relationship that treated you so horribly, that made you want to leave, or that ended up leaving you, it looks just like the person you fell in love with, doesn't it? Because the vessel is still the same. The vessel is still here. It's just the person, the inside is different. The external, the external representation of who they were is still there. You can still see, touch, feel this person, but the inside is different. The outside looks the same. That's why you don't miss it. You miss who you thought they were. You miss the internal values that you thought that they had. You miss the internal dynamic you thought that they shared with you. You miss you. And I tell a lot of people in these situations right here, you are so, like, narcissistic people. We, a lot of us, are attracted to what we lack, right? We are attracted to what we lack. So we're showing you, like I said, we are mirroring back what we lack. We what you have that we lack, we're giving it back to you. We're showing you. So you.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you not fall in love with yourself? Yeah. You might be, you know, 5'6", whoever you are. You know, I'm talking about, you know, you might, whatever height you are, you might be that height. And I might be, I'm 6'3". So we might be different heights, but I remind you of you, don't I? We have a lot of similar interests. We share a lot of different things internally, right? You know, we have fun together. We're funny. We laugh. We do all this together. But in the end of the relationship, you probably don't miss me anymore. The crazy thing about it is, when you actually think about when you start to miss the narcissist, it's not when the relationship ends. You don't miss the narcissist when the relationship ends. You start missing them during the actual relationship. You start missing them during the devaluation phase. When the love bombing phase ends, that's when you start missing who you thought they were. That's when you start missing the potential of who they showed you were. That's when you start missing this type of stuff right there. That's when you start missing that person. You know what I mean? Literally, that's when you start missing who they are. You start missing them while you were still with them. And you start mourning the loss of this person while you are still with them. When the relationship ends, when the discard phase happens, whoever breaks up with who, you mean, when that type of stuff happens right there, when that type of stuff happens, start happening right there, when you start missing them, you mean, you start beating yourself inside. You mean, you start beating yourself up. You just do. You start mourning the person when they're still here. And it's hard to mourn somebody. It's hard. It's like they died. You see what I'm saying? It's like they died, but they're still here. Like I said, the inside died. The external, the shell is still here. The vessel is still here. You mean, it's like they were in a suit. It's like they weren't, they're wearing a replica suit of who you fell in love with or who you thought they were. You know what I mean? They're wearing a suit. They're wearing a skin suit. And they look just like him. They talk like him. They sound like him, but it's not them anymore. It's not them anymore. So ask yourself, what do you actually miss about this person? And I promise you, the things that you think that you miss about them, you possess yourself. The things that you miss about that narcissistic person, toxic person that you've dealt with, you possess those things yourself. Just look internally. I know you might have lost it. I know this toxic ass relationship might have made you lose your identity. You might have lost some self-love, some self-validation, some self-worth and things like that. But that toxic ass person, you don't miss them anymore. The stuff that you miss about them, I promise you, you possess yourself. And this is hard for a lot of people to grasp onto. Like, damn, I really do. Do I really miss that about me? Do I really miss them or do I miss myself? This is weird, Lee. Think about it, y'all. Write it down. Journal this stuff down. Write it down. Get it out of your system. Write down what you miss about them and ask yourself, wait, I do this. I can do this myself. I can do this. There's billions of people on the planet. The stuff that you miss about them, are they the only person that can provide that right there? Ask yourself that right there. Write the stuff down that you miss about them. Come back here later on to this video. It's just like, yeah, I can provide it myself. Or you might not be able to provide it yourself. Just being real. Be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. If you miss them, it's okay. Y'all, if you do miss them, it's okay to miss them. It'd be weird not to. I'm just trying to bring you some perspective with this video to show you that you might be missing yourself. If you do miss them, you might be missing yourself. You mean, do you really miss them, or do you really miss yourself? Do you really miss them, or do you miss who you thought they were? You know what I mean? Who are you missing in this situation right here? You don't, like I said, that narcissistic person, narcissistic people will very rarely show you who we are up front because we don't think we are worthy of love. We don't think we can, if we show you who we really are, we don't think you're going to love us. We don't think, how can you love us? How can you? A wreck like me? You going to love a wreck like me? But that's how you get into the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Like, we don't think we're deserving of love, so we're going to present a different version of ourselves to you. We're going to present a version that you tell me who I need to be. During the love bombing phase, a lot of narcissistic people are asking this question right here, y'all. Tell me who I need to be to get you to fall for me. Because I fell for you, because I idealized you, because I want to love bomb you. You've been chosen. You've been selected for the love bombing process. Tell me who I need to be to get you to fall in love with me. You see what I'm saying? Tell me. Tell me who I need to be to get you to fall in love with me. Tell me who I need to be to get you to fall in love with me. Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. Make people earn your information from here on out, because this channel right here, we help people win over here. That's what we do over here. It's a mental healness. It's all about mental healness. We're helping people mentally heal. Mentally heal. You know what I'm saying? So ask yourself that question. What do you miss about them if you do miss them? Why do you miss them? Who do you really miss? Write it down. Ask yourself better questions, y'all. Because the better quality question that you ask yourself, the better quality of life you have, that you will live, be able to live. The better quality of health and whatnot. Anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Around 11 minutes. shout out to Teresa the other day. I met Teresa in Orlando the other day. And she was like, I love the fact that your video is like short and sweet to the point. Around 11 minutes. I love it. So shout out to Teresa. Met her in Orlando. Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon, y'all. Lee Hammack, Self-Love, I Love Me. Check it out on Amazon. If you already have it, give me a good review on that thing, y'all. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.